Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa Radhiyallahu Ta'ala Anha is known to have addressed armies. She is known to have answered questions of whoever went to her seeking knowledge. So it's impossible to interpret this verse as this injunction as you have interpreted it. Only a certain situation it is prohibited. And that situation has been described, that of prayer. So you shouldn't extend something beyond the limit which has been already been described.
That's a bit to what I want to say.
Yes, please.
A lady has asked question from the hall.
And you could hear the voice.
And we heard the voice.
Yes, so not.
Isn't that a transgression of her language?
No, no, not at all. Not at all. Only the Holy, you know, the Holy Quran has manifestly made it clear to everybody that if a woman does not intentionally give inflection to her voice to attract people, then she is at liberty to speak to anybody in any way on any subject. So when the Holy Quran itself has made it very clear, why should a question arise about that?
Yes,